Sample speaking part 2. Describe a conversation topic that you are not interested in. You should say, who you talked with, when you had the conversation, what the topic was, and explain why you were not interested. While some might consider me a chatterbox, there are certain dead-end topics that I would rather watch paint dry over talking about them. So, this chat, which did not interest me in any way whatsoever, took place at my family's New Year's Eve party some moons ago. Most things that happened that day are now just a blur, but I still remember how I was in the living room greeting my relatives when I came across Mia, who was this distant cousin of mine. I was ecstatic to catch up with her, and since Mia has always been fanatic about movies, the first thing that she shared with me was her current obsession, the Twilight Saga. I thought the name rang a bell, but not until she gave me a summary of the plot did I realize that I knew the movie and read the entire original series ever since high school. So after 5 minutes of her talking about how a drop-dead gorgeous vampire fell in love with a literal wallflower human girl, I could already recite in my head the whole movie's content. I continued to smile and nod to show my attentiveness, but the longer she spoke, the more I was zoning out. Moreover, it didn't help that I was incredibly underwhelmed by this book and its movie franchise. Thus, the last thing I wanted to do was to listen to one of my dearest relatives wax poetry about something that I dislike with a passion. I kept trying to politely divert the conversation to a different topic, but my effort was in vain, because Mia just did not realize how bored out of my mind I was, and gleefully continued to go on and on about this movie and its two protagonists for the next 15 minutes. Finally, to save myself, I volunteered to help out in the kitchen after telling Mia how glad I was that she enjoyed the movies. Basically, listening to Mia talking about Twilight felt the same as when I watch detective movies after being spoiled by the final culprits. There is little thrill and excitement left. This, along with the fact that I find this saga a perfect archetype of cheesy, stereotypical and subtly misogynistic media, kills all my interests. While not a really memorable topic, I realize from the experience that no matter what, you should always remain respectful towards people's preferences, since whatever brings people joy should be celebrated no matter what.